would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
I still love your voice. Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband. First, the light news. I did 1,000 jumping jacks today because I wanted to make sure I'm staying up on my quest for 1 million in 5 years. And I've now reached 1.5%. So I'm slightly ahead of schedule, which is, you know, good news. I find it really sad because, you know, I do wonder about my own kids. And what they're thinking about going through, and think about parents of kids when kids have troubles. Obviously, we have some kids with some troubles. I've mentioned how for whatever reason the 270 girls that were kidnapped in Chibok, Nigeria, many years ago, 2014, I think. Really impacted me, and how much I celebrated when a bunch of them were released. I made a video about that because it was really encouraging to see they were freed. And then, of course, in December, we had the 300 guys that were taken captive, and one was killed, but they were released. Today, over 300 girls were kidnapped again. So, you know, it's continuing. Apparently, besides, obviously, I don't know about the recent two, but the one of 2014 was a Christian school, which would be an obvious target for Boko Haram, which literally means no Western education. So they would target non-Muslims. That would be blatantly obvious. But the other thing is, apparently, kidnapping is as I've described, like the plane hijacking of years ago. It's the way to make money. So it's happening at a greater extent. But so obviously, it saddens me, and I think about especially not only the kids, but the parents. What are they going through? And I did make a comment to the woman I love today. It's not academic. I hope you get my point. My lady, I love you.